after the boss chewed me out and everybody's disgusted, 'cause it's one of those days.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Turkey's president says there's evidence the death of a Saudi Arabian journalist in his country was premeditated and not an accident, as the Saudi government claims, and that the men responsible should be tried in Turkish courts.
This incident happened in Istanbul, and we have, as a result, responsibility.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's also asking, where's Jamal Khashoggi's body? President Trump tells a crowd in Houston they have to re-elect Senator Ted Cruz.
The people of Texas are going to re-elect a man who has become a really good friend of mine. You know, we had our little difficulties, right?
He called him Lion Ted throughout the Republican primaries for president in 2016. Former President Obama says, campaigning for Democrats in Nevada,
this November's elections are more important than any I can remember in my lifetime, and that includes when I was on the ballot.
This is Fox News.
Rectum.
Something horrifying playing at the movies your woman wants you to see. The sheer terror of this film will turn your hair white. Your blood will run like ice in your veins. And for weeks, your woman will torture you by singing the theme song of this terrifying piece of cinematic horror. It's A Star Is Born. Theater. Feign a groin injury. Break something off of the house so you have to go to Home Depot. Do what you have to and save yourselves from the spine-tingling terror of A Star Is Born.
Tell me something.
Hey, everybody. We're putting the band back together. What do you think, Greg Budell?
We're putting the band back together.
Now, where have I heard that before? Jay Scott, have you seen the 93.1 radio station vehicle?
I traded it for a microphone.
Hey, Emily Hayes. You want to hang around with Baron and Jack after the show?
They still owe you money, fool.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And Rich Thomas. How about Greg Budell's protege, Joey Clark?
Breaks my heart. Poor that young going bad.
Hey, Emily, do you have any final thoughts?
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
We're on a mission from God.
Coming up, 10 ways to a healthier lifestyle. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's like a cigarette machine in the cancer ward. We have the thin veil of high clouds out there this morning. It's mostly cloudy, but thin enough where you can see that bright, full Hunter's Moon. And it's going to be a pretty comfortable day. We're actually about several degrees warmer than yesterday morning because of that thin veil of clouds. So instead of low 40s, we're around 57 right now. Our forecast for today, then, calling for considerable high clouds, but comfortable. High temperature today around 73. We're dry. Partly cloudy tonight. It'll be chilly again. Jacket weather, overnight low in the low 50s with the full Hunter's Moon. Tomorrow, sun-cloud mix with a high around 74. Low to mid-50s tomorrow night. And then periods of rain Thursday and a cool day with the rain. High, well, maybe 61, maybe near 60 Friday with some leftover showers, mostly cloudy skies. And then upper 60s on Saturday and Sunday as the cooler air funnels in behind this storm system that'll be grazing across the Gulf Coast. A storm system which will have some of the DNA of Pacific Hurricane Willa which will come ashore as a major hurricane later today. It was a Category 5 yesterday. It's almost a Category 4 this morning. Right now, with some of those high clouds around and northeast winds at 4 miles per hour, temperature is 57. It's 610.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
It's the only story that can push the election, which is 2 weeks from today, off the front pages. The phony caravan coming up through Mexico. There's one story that's bigger and more electrifying than all of that.
If I won $2 billion, holy crap, $2 billion, well, I'd hire a lawyer, I would buy the whole firm. And if I won $2 billion, I would be so paranoid, I'd build a panic room in my house, maybe dig a moat and fill it with tigers. And if I won $2 billion, with a B as in $1 billion, well, I'd buy a ninja bodyguard who shoots laser beams out of his eyes. And if I won $2 billion, I'd buy all the guns.
No faith in your fellow man, huh?
No.
There is a way to win this. There is a way to win this, and I'll give you the complete process. First, you have to buy 302,575,350 tickets to get every combination that you can play in this thing, right?
I'm guessing our guy is not going to get us that
Lotto
many.
Dave.
Yeah.
He doesn't love us that much.
Well, it would take a lot more than Lotto Dave. Now, that alone would cost $605 million, so you'd have to, you know, collect the cash to buy the tickets.
I got that laying around. Yeah.
Then you would need 700,000 people filling out tickets for 10 straight hours to have time to buy all the possible combinations, because you can't do it with Quick Picks. Huh. The lump sum payout is an estimated $904 million, plus you'd win a lot of secondary jackpots, $75 million here, and you might get close to an actual $1 billion.
But there's still no guarantee, even if you do all those things you just said, right?
Well, you would net about $374 million in profit, but that's before taxes, which takes about 40%.
Oh, it's before people who also pick the same number.
That's the other catch. Yeah. Somebody else could technically split that jackpot, so you'd be even worse off. But it is possible. If mm-hmm. So all you need is $600 million in cash, 700,000 of your closest friends to fill out the tickets, and then you're in. So... But the thing is, we get to sit here today and think that there's just this tiniest little chance we could all be billionaires tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
We got a...
Think of all the chicken that was...
handful of tickets when we were in Georgia this weekend. And by handful, I mean 40.
Would you still come to work tomorrow?
Oh.
And would you cook breakfast?
I don't know that he's going to come to work tomorrow
if
he doesn't win.
How are y'all on the health-o-meter? Because you don't sound any better.
We're worse today than we were yesterday.
You know that's what? Because you should have stayed home and rest. I'm not going to be mean about it, but I'm just saying you should have come back till you were 100%.
I don't know. I feel like it.
You ready to go? You want to go now? We can leave now.
You can go.
They got it.
It'll be my best effort board-opping, but...
Bailey can do it.
Bailey's you know, that's carried me through 10 years in radio.
What could prevent Emily from filling in the next 2 hours and 47 minutes?
My stories suck, but I'd still tell them.
Yeah. She would. She does it. She knows they suck.
Just like my family, you'd have to listen unless you change the channel.
Yeah.
Unlike my family, you can change the channel.
You know, I would not want to stop working. I think what I'd do is I would underwrite a big prize fund so we get all kinds of crazy contests on the show.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be fun.
New board buttons over there.
I would be willing to invest the $200 or $300 it would take to get this board up to 1980. And then I would expect
Stop it. Don't go crazy on us.
I know. Hey, you don't have to be a billionaire to afford JNS Professional Lawnscapers.
Nice segue, sir.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Even the cloud of
sickness. I've always said there are certain things that can make you feel rich, even if you aren't.
One sausage made me feel rich this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, please don't feel rich.
One of them is to come home and see your yard, bushes, hedges, trees, everything beautifully groomed. And you didn't have to lift a finger except to write a check for a very reasonable price to JNS Landscaping. Yeah. So if you want that heavy lifting done so you can just enjoy the look, be the first in your cul-de-sac to call JNS at 202-8760. You don't have to live in a cul-de-sac, obviously, but speaking from personal experience, this can be like this all morning long. JNS does a fantastic job. John and Melissa Cato, terrific people, and they will do an excellent job for you. 202-8760. Let's get some news at 6:15.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for the murder of his parents back in 2016. Elmore County District Attorney Randall Houston says that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says there is a violent crime problem in Montgomery. This comes after a shooting at Eastdale Mall Friday evening that left a man with serious injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And the Alabama State University community gathered to remember a student who died last week. 18-year-old Kennedy Seegers was killed in a wreck in Georgia last week. Police say she was stopped at a red light when she was rear-ended by a drunk driver. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Listen to me, all of you.
I heard on the radio.
Today is Tuesday.
How are you today?
We're out of coffee!
Bam! We're making coffee!
I think you've had enough coffee.
Never be enough.
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
What you're hearing is
the Quality Tuesday.
How's Tuesday for you?
Tuesday's good.
Tuesday is my Sunday.
A brain freeze before 8 a.m. This is living.
Showtime. I'm debating something at the moment. We have an interesting clip. It's a guy who was kind of wedged into his parking space by a woman who took up too much space in hers. Mm. And they really get into it. But
like road rage?
Parking lot rage.
It's frightening to me.
I mean, it really gets ugly.
I can't open my car. My daughter has to get in. We won't move his car.
What a potty mouth, first of all, in front of your daughter.
Get in. Move it. You parked it too close.
You.
Yeah, you heard me. When you open that door,
does she do this a lot?
Car.
Is she okay?
No, she's fine. That car is parked too close to her car.
Do you see your tire? Let's get serious. Let's get serious. You see the line that separates these? Now come over here. Come over here. Come on. This is just for fun. No, come here. Look. And then look at this.
Look, your tire is right on that white line.
You need to stay within the lines.
It gets worse. I mean, eventually it becomes a manhood thing and all this.
Is
but
that, you know, just curious.
Home Depot lot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What I don't state. Know what. I'm just curious.
I could find.
That's right. It's okay.
The clip, you know. But the clip has all the profanity into it. About half of the last 30 seconds is beeps.
I have an inquiring mind.
The guy that she was arguing with, he actually kept his cool.
But I like that he was like, "Come here, just." Just come here and look at this over
See,
here.
You're supposed to stay within the line.
Yeah. Almost now, like he was calling a dog over to him. Hey.
You know, based on what I heard there, I'm going to say that it's very likely that happened in Florida, because that's how it is. If somebody's obviously at fault, and you point, they're going to double down on their denial.
Yeah.
Nobody makes a mistake.
Yeah.
So I'm just guessing there's a good chance. Usually there's a... Where's the link? Let me see if I can find this. I'm not going to put the audio on for obvious reasons.
Crazy lady parking lot, Home Depot.
It won't say.
What are you looking for? Like, where is it at?
Yeah, I was just curious where it happened. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't say.
It's just wondering.
The only reason I want to know is because I want to see if my hunch is correct.
Yeah.
All right.
What hunch?
Pretty good. A young Frankenstein reference already. We're about 20 minutes away from TV time. What are we discussing today?
Stuff.
Four different personality types. 1.5 million personality quizzes netted this algorithm of you're either average or you fall into reserved, self-centered, or role model. And then there's attributes of each. But some of us in this business can be extroverted on the air,
yeah,
and rather introverted and reserved off the air.
That's me.
So we're in a special category, I think, probably. Do you consider yourself a role model?
Well, I've been called that in a couple of instances.
What a bunch of crap!
I tell stories on the air you obviously would not want to live yourself, but I tell them for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I think learning to live a life without shame.
Most of us, it says, are average, relatively agreeable, conscientious, extroverted, and neurotic, but a little cautious when it comes to trying new things. I'm a little cautious when it comes to trying new things. Apparently, that's most of us.
Today was the first time I brought in mac and cheese. You didn't seem to listen.
That was very good. Yeah.
Because you used...
I thought that might make a nice side touch with the spicy
sauce. It was really good.
These are Big Mac noodles.
Tamara asked over the weekend if we're still seeing the casserole, and I said, actually, I lied. I said, yeah, it's every morning. But she asked about you. She asked about you because she knows that casserole was a big thing.
There's a casserole coming, but I'm bringing the whole thing to the station. I can't leave it at the house or I'll eat too much of it. I think that's why I've lost a few pounds.
Uh-huh.
I just can't have that sitting there saying, eat me.
I've got an infusion today, speaking of.
Ah, what are you doing?
I'm doing the weight loss IV deal, and that's really helped. I've lost, about 8 or 9 pounds.
I don't think I would have been here yesterday if it wasn't for the IV that does the...
You had that special IV with the zinc and the vitamin C.
Vitamin
right?
C, yes. Yeah. But I may need to go for another one today.
Mm.
This thing, man, it hangs in there. It's just one of those... Jay, I may have to drag you over there with me, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all are all falling apart. I'm just...
I feel like I brought it.
I brought in a bunch of... not a bunch, just two, because I forgot to take mine at home. But I brought in some emergency because... airborne. Emergency. Same thing.
What?
Emergency air porn?
Airborne.
Oh.
I thought she said air porn, too.
Good Lord, people.
And my subscription had run out.
Oh, that's good.
Well, she's got an emergency subscription.
What you got, Emily? What, you got stories to tell?
No.
That's the best airborne.
It's just,
what is airborne?
You know what airborne is?
No, I'm saying what would airport... Is that like air guitar, but airborne?
Oh, man, this is escalated quickly.
They're sick and they're talking delirious.
Speaking of sick and delirious, I was just thinking, suppose you're with your significant other and you're enjoying a nice, sexy movie together, and all of a sudden your roof caves in.
Roof caves in.
Well, that's one of
that'll teach you not to call Jones Brothers.
Well, what a segue.
That is a little bit different.
If you want your fun moments to remain fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, having your roof collapse in the middle of a good time would be...
That would be a downer.
Very much downer. So.
Be a hell of a story to tell the tell the friends, though.
Right.
We brought the roof down.
I would let...
Yeah, that's good. Baby, you're something else.
I would let the Creole family do before and after shots on that, too.
I feel the...
Actually, if you want to see...
Airport?
The full scope of types of projects that Jones Brothers Roofing can do, go to their website, jbroof.com, because in addition to roof repair and replacement, they can do it. And boy, this is the time of the year to get it with that nice cool air this morning. They can screen in a part of your home. And it's usable year-round because they now build those with a roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sun. So it's not like you've got to have fans on both doors and all that. No, it keeps it very comfortable. You can use it during the summer as well. Give you a little extra recreational space. They do replacement windows and doors too. So whatever your need is, call them at 800-264-8009. And better yet, like I said, see the whole scope of their work on display proudly, including their incredible guarantee at jbroof.com. At 625, the timeline is next with Rich.
Yay.
And later on this hour, the cheap and trashy. And Jay will have random facts in an hour, and that'll pay off in a $10 food outlet pop quiz. That Kaneka sausage everybody's enjoying was just $2.98 a pound at food outlet.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. Everything's looking really good so far this morning. We're not hearing anything about any accidents, delays, or anything on the interstate systems. The Boulevard is okay. Nothing on the 31s. Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, Atlanta Highway are all clear. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home at Reinhard Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Everyone else was busy, so they sent me.
My colleagues and I are mapping the neurological substrates that subserve global information processing.
If you're going to snack during the commercial, at least show some manners.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World of Montgomery. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org, Concrete by Design on Facebook, or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Introducing the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with 33 miles per gallon, plus standard EyeSight driver assist technology. The Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Forester at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. The driver is always responsible for safe and all attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See your owner's manual.
Montgomery
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I said, I know I'm too old to go trick-or-treating. I said, I know I'm too old to go, but I want to, yes I do. Well, I want to. Hope I don't scare you. I said, can't you see that this old boy
6:29 with the timeline for the 23rd of October. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
The 269th day of the year, 69 days remaining on National Lung Health Day.
I wish I could tell y'all that they're faking that, but they're not.
Well, you can tell by the listeners.
By the phlegm that comes up.
Thank you.
Bless it. Oh, God, please let me stay healthy.
Phlegm on the left channel, phlegm on the right channel. It's Swallows Depart from San Juan Capistrano Day.
What?
The Swallows Depart?
This is the day they depart. It's a big deal.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
It's TV talk show host day, and that's because John William Johnny Carson was born on this date in 1925, host of The Tonight Show for 30 years till 1992.
Well, he didn't last long after that, did he? He
went no. quick. And you he know why? I honestly think.
Once you don't have a purpose anymore.
If you stop and I'm.
You just go quick.
It's a lesson to.
Is this a reason? Is this why you. Yeah, I was going to say, is this why you said you'd still work if you got the money?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need some purpose, you know?
I would just do something fun, like give out $100,000 every day or something.
I'd be there.
Our ratings book would be awesome.
Awesome, man, yes.
108 years ago in 1910, Blanche Scott became the first woman to fly in an airplane by herself. She flew over a park in Fort Wayne, Indiana at the incredible elevation of 12 feet.
Whoa.
That's right. 1941, 77 years ago, Dumbo premiered in New York with the animated Disney classic costing $812,000 to make, which was a big deal. At the time. 1954, Elvis Presley joins the cast of Louisiana Hayride.
Oh, Elvis.
58 years ago in 1960, the classic Western The Magnificent Seven was released, starring Yul Brynner, a group of gunfighters hired to defend a village full of oppressed Mexicans. Man, oh man. That's a classic movie.
That's so interesting because I listened to The Magnificent Seven by The Clash on the way in.
The theme. Yeah, the theme is really amazing.
Who's The Clash?
The Clash? The only band that matters?
Oh, brother.
1961. Dion never heard of The Clash. He started a 2-week run at number one with Runaround Sue, which The Clash later remade.
But I sold him a car.
That's right. I remember that story. Yes. Dion DiMucci? Is that DiMucci?
DiAnimucci.
1962, 12-year-old little Stevie Wonder records his first single for Motown, Thank You for Loving Me All the Way.
Oh.
Oh. Now our song of the day. And it's hard to believe we've never featured this this song or this group. It's our bicentennial year. It's the fall of 1976. Group from Long Island, New York. Blue Oyster Cult on your Tuesday morning timeline. Their biggest hit. Come on, baby. Don't fear the reaper. Blue Oyster Cult.
All of times have come.
Listen to that cowbell.
Get it together, Gene.
Here, but now they've gone. The seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Because me like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper. Baby, take my hand.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I got a fever for a flavor of a Pringle. What? What? I got a flavor for the fever.
What?
Never mind.
I got a fever for the flavor of a Pringle.
Thank you. 42 years ago, 1976, If You Leave Me Now by Chicago, number one on the pop singles chart, went on to be one of the number one songs from 1976.
Not their best.
I disagree. I loved it. 1981, U.S. national debt hits $1 trillion. 1983, U.S. embassy in Beirut. Oh, yeah, the massive car bomb. 220 Marines die, 18 sailors and 3 soldiers as well. 27 years ago in 91, despite Anita Hill's charges of sexual harassment, Clarence Thomas sworn in as the 106th Supreme Court Justice. 17 years ago, 2001, Apple debuted the first iPod. How much memory did it have, Jay? First iPod.
The first iPod?
100 songs.
I mean, was gigabytes.
Yeah, it was probably, what, 2 gigs?
5 gigs.
Five? I was thinking 2 or 5.
2002, hostage crisis in a Moscow theater. 700 people held hostage during a sold-out performance of a popular musical. 57-hour standoff. Most of the guerrillas and 120 hostages were killed during the raid. 14 years ago, 2004, Ashley Simpson got caught faking it on Saturday Night Live. She blamed acid reflux for, you know, they had to...
use the backing track?
Yeah, they did a little
she
trickery.
She did a little hoedown and got off the stage.
12 years ago, 2006, Enron chief CEO Jeffrey Skilling sentenced to 24 years in prison. Do you know that's Skilling from GN's brother? Did you know that?
I did not know
true.
That. Tom Skilling's
Tom
brother?
Tom Skilling's brother, Jeffrey Skilling.
What an embarrassment to that family.
Yes, sir. Birthdays. Oh, I did not edit, so we'll edit on the air. Deadpool star Ryan Reynolds is 42 today. Doug Flutie is 56.
Doug Flutie and Wheaties.
Weird Al Yankovic is 59 today. Nancy Grace is also 59. Dwight Yoakam, 62 today. Pele. You know, the soccer star?
He was the first athlete that ever made $1 million.
78 today.
Wow.
Chai Rodriguez is 83.
I might have that.
Chai Rodriguez.
And John Heisman, former legendary Auburn coach, and the Heisman Trophy is named after him, would have had a birthday. He died in 1936. We are 8 days away from Halloween. 12 days away till the clocks change, we fall back. 14 days, 2 weeks from Election Day. 30 days till Thanksgiving, 63 days till Christmas, and I kid you not, next week in every shopping center we'll have all the Christmas lights and all the holly and everything. On the outside.
I saw them putting the stuff up in, it was weird because at a store I was in the other day, they were trying to keep the Halloween stuff out while putting up the Christmas stuff.
But all the exterior decorations next week, 63 days till Christmas. Social event of 2019 is now just 94 days away. That, of course, is the RRRW. And that's your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
This event is part of a new cultural program. Turning to sports. This week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9-under score.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play up to
that's like calling Vince McMahon Vince
McMahon.
Wendell just ordered a t-shirt that says, "As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly." that's my favorite WKRP in Cincinnati.
It is 6:37. We're getting ready to join our friends at the Alabama News Network in a couple of minutes. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
We were 44 this time yesterday morning. This morning, we are 13 degrees warmer than that because of a little thin veil of high clouds that kept trapped in some of the heat. So considerable high cloudiness today, but enough to see some dim sunshine, let's put it that way. High around 73.
Some dim sun?
Dim sun. Dim sun over there. Partly cloudy tonight. Chilly. The overnight low temperature tonight, 52, so definitely jacket weather tonight. The full moon will be visible, the full Hunter's moon. Sun cloud mix tomorrow with a high around 74. Still dry, low to mid-50s tomorrow night. Then Thursday, just not a good day, a good day to read a book or rearrange the sock drawer. Periods of rain, cool day, high 61 at best. Near 60 on Friday for a high, with leftover showers perhaps, a mostly cloudy day. Then over the weekend, highs in the upper 60s Saturday and Sunday. Slight chance of a shower Saturday night, but only a small chance. Otherwise, a nice fall weekend again. Next weekend. Right now, with some high clouds and 57 degrees northeast winds at 4 miles per hour, it's 6:39.
Hi, I'm attorney Sarge Grubbs, inviting you to attend the Successful Aging Boot Camp at the Archibald Senior Center on November 1st. If you're over age 55, this is a must-attend event. Call 649-4911 to register. Seats are limited. Call 649-4911 to register.
It's showtime!
All right, we're just going to hang loose until we get the cue from our friends at the Alabama News Network. How do I look? I've been...
Oh, you look like a $50, man.
Change for 50 or 50.
50.
You sure is ugly.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
I want to see which person I fall under.
That's right. We're going to talk about description. Four basic personality types.
I fit a lot of average attributes.
Who's the idiot that came up with this? Oh, that was me. Oh. Excuse me. Got some good stuff to send them today.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Yes.
I would never think of myself as a role model.
No, that's if you look at that, that's kind of a saint.
Yeah.
If you look at it, what they're describing there.
Also, do you even know you're a role model?
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40. A new study out of Northwestern University came up with four distinct personality types, and the researchers say that we all tend to fit into one of them, mostly, anyway.
Yeah, they looked at the five big personality traits psychologists use: neuroticism, extroversion, openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. And here are the four personality types. Average, you're relatively agreeable, conscientious, extroverted, and neurotic. Reserved, you're less extroverted, neurotic, and open to new things. Self-centered, you're very extroverted, but score lower in the other four traits. And role model, you score high in all of the categories except neuroticism.
A mouthful.
Yeah.
All right, a lot to talk about, so let's hear from the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
What's the neurotic
Good morning.
Part?
What? He did say neurotic and not...
I
was careful to make sure I was pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the neurotic part. But, you know, where do you fall in? We're kind of in...
Why don't we ask them to guess what we are? What do they think? We've gotten to know them for a few months. How about me? I'll volunteer. I'll be your guinea pig today. One of those do you think...
Greg, you're my role model.
Oh!
Good one, Ryan.
I like that.
Your future is very dim. No, I appreciate that. I'll take that as a compliment.
You're getting a pie, sir.
I got to make some key lime pies.
We were talking about how those of us in this business sometimes are rather extroverted on the air, but can be rather introverted and reserved off the air.
I think that's very true for me, and I've seen it in you.
Yeah, right. So maybe we don't. Maybe you don't necessarily fall into one of those four. Are you in one of those four, or what?
I'm averagely reserved. I'm average reserved. I'm a mix of average and reserved. Probably more reserved than average.
I like people.
Yeah. You're very extroverted.
I think I'm very extroverted, but I also like to be at home by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I both.
Aren't you getting married?
Yes.
That's not going to happen. I mean, your marriage will happen. I'm just saying.
Thanks.
Home by yourself. That's not going to happen. You got cats?
I choose to have cats.
Okay. Sorry.
They chose me, too.
Where do you guys fall in?
They did choose her.
Yeah, how about some self-analysis?
I would say that I'm average, but I strive to be a role model. I don't know if I am, but I think
we all strive to be a role model. Right.
No, too much in my past. Don't even try.
I'm still basking in the afterglow of Ryan's compliment that I'm a role model to him.
Yeah.
What is it about me, Ryan, that you would like to emulate?
Can you even name it?
It's the it factor.
The it factor.
Active overindulging.
Yeah.
Overindulging?
I may be under the influence of something this morning, so I don't know what I just said. I'm sorry.
Maybe his cooking skills, perhaps?
Yeah, I think I'm...
I'm the whole package.
Yeah, we would benefit greatly from that. If you could, you could be our
chef.
Yeah, Chef Ryan. He could ask us what you've made us.
You could do it for them and us, right?
I could.
I just choose not to.
Yeah.
I don't like any of these categories.
So just make your own. What
would you be?
What traits would you take from each?
Humility.
We don't got all day.
Think on that.
I'm like Jay. I'm a reserved average. I'm not reserved.
Yeah, right?
I'm really not reserved.
It's a mix of both.
All right.
I'm going with average, and I'm leaving it at that.
All right.
But I'm not neurotic, so...
I'm not sure what this neurotic stuff is.
Well, we all want to be Rich Thomas because he's got a bobblehead. That is the ultimate success in life.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
When you have a bobblehead.
Yeah. Look
That's
at
how
the
you
time.
Know when you've made it.
Always agreeable.
All right, guys. Always so great talking to you. We'll check back in with you guys tomorrow
morning.
Okay. As I said, who was the knucklehead that suggested that?
That was all over the place.
They all are. I mean, we never know where those things are going to go. Do we?
I wanted to ask them if they participated in that 5K run the other day.
Andrew
it's
did.
Not happened yet.
Andrew did?
Andrew did.
It's not
the
happened?
The superhero one?
Oh, when is it?
I think it's this weekend. I don't think it's happened yet.
Well, they showed Andrew running.
Yeah, they showed Ryan, too. That was old footage.
Oh.
I'm wondering what they were going to dress up as.
Oh, interesting.
So. Oh, they're going to dress up. Like all of them together as a morning show?
Oh, come on.
No. They're going to wear costumes together?
For an event outside of business hours, yes, they are.
I can't even get you guys to dress up inside of business hours.
Dad, exactly. You got it.
I'll do something.
Well, it'll just be me and you, because these two jokers...
You can Photoshop us in later.
No, I don't want to have to do that again.
Yeah. When did you do that last time?
You don't know what I have at home.
Okay.
A group picture of us all together where everyone's smiling.
Yeah.
I had to Photoshop that.
Kids, it is 6:45 already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we got to check in with Mr. Walker in the traffic dungeon. One of the things, let me be a role model here.
Yeah.
We have signed up for Amazon Smile, did a while back. With Amazon Smile, our beneficiary is Hospice of Montgomery. And one way you can make yourself feel instantly better, especially if you're up early this morning and you got kind of a grumpus going on, go to hospiceofmontgomery.org. Just make a small donation. Help somebody you don't even know. And that's how you feel better. Almost immediately. A small donation or sign up for Amazon Smile and help Alabama's longest-serving hospice organization continue to provide their service for all, regardless of ability to pay. That's the urgent message. And at this time of the year, their big fundraisers are in the spring. So now they're depending on us to visit the website and chip in whatever we can. Just a couple of bucks. It's all appreciated. HospiceofMontgomery.org. 646.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking fairly decent around the area this morning. No problems so far. 65 and 85 are all clear. The Boulevard looks really good. Atlanta Highway's all clear. And the 31s are clear. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 19th. That runs through December 7th. Then classes start on January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We can accomplish a lot more when we work together with others. At the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, ice cream was a popular treat. So popular, one of the ice cream vendors ran out of dishes to serve his customers. In a booth nearby, Ernest Homley was selling pastries baked on a waffle iron, and he immediately saw an easy solution to the problem. Ernest rolled one of his waffles into the shape of a cone, the other vendor put some ice cream in it, and the ice cream cone was born. By working together, they were able to sell a better product than either could individually. Now, Solomon wouldn't have been surprised. In Ecclesiastes 4:9, he wrote, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed." So, what if the next time I face a big problem, I ask for help instead of going it alone? We can accomplish a lot more when we work together with others, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's October 23rd, the greatest day ever. On the 23rd of October, 1925, talk show legend Johnny Carson is born.
Just one more push.
Okay, Doc Severinsen.
Here's baby.
Have a great October 23rd, the greatest day ever.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I have an idea.
What is it?
Well, that's when you come up with a new line of thought on something, but that's not important, Rich. You just mentioned that it's Carson's birthday, and I'm sitting here with a pile of stories about something disgusting Sarah Silverman had to announce in public, Amy Schumer pregnant. It's all crap. So since this
it's
is...
It's called a cheap and trash for a reason.
This is worse than cheap, worse than trash. So here's my idea. I just realized we have a file in our system that we used to get a lot of requests for, haven't played it in quite a long time. And we should play this today because it's Carson's birthday. And many...
Copper Cloppers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorites.
With Jack Webb from Dragon.
Folks, if you've never seen it, it's the old black and white days, or it may have been the early color days, but they're face-to-face, and that's all you're seeing is headshots, and they are trying to do this bit without cracking up. It is hilarious.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch on a robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery. There's been a robbery. Yes, sir. What was it? My clappers.
Hey,
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang? The clangers. That's right, we call them clappers in the business. A clapper caper. What's that? Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
All right. Let me get this straight.
You think
that,
he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland. That figures.
So?
That figures. What makes it worse, they were clean. Clean copper clappers. That's right. Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman. Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here.
Listen.
Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
I love it. Timing.
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet,
yes,
I'll clobber him.
Now, wasn't that better to hear about Sarah Silverman and Amy Schumer?
It was. Nice choice.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's talk about Food Outlet, because next hour, Jay's got random facts coming up about 7:10, 7:12, somewhere in that window. We're going to give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz. And I just want to remind you, this being Tuesday is the last day for this week's specials. Now, everything at Food Outlet is cost plus 10, so you're going to save every week on everything. They just designate a few items, such as what was served here this morning for a delicious breakfast. Kaneka smoked sausage at $2.98 a pound. Today we did the Cajun. I bought plenty, so we have smoked.
So good.
You're smoked, and we're stocked up at $2.98. Now, that's 60 cents lower than the regular price at Food Outlet, and about $1.30 a package less at the minimum from what the chains charge. This is what you're going to find. I believe tomorrow will be Steak and Eggs Day. Isn't that what I said? When BLTs, what day did you want those?
You don't have to fast this week any day, do you?
No, next week.
Okay, good. Okay.
Any whatever day works for you, man.
Because I also bought sourdough bread for the BLTs.
Nice.
And beautiful red fresh Rex tomatoes at Food Outlet.
Those are so good.
And they're only $1.50 for a four-pack, whereas, man, you go to a regular chain store, grocery store, and they with a handful of tomatoes, and they put them on the thing that weighs, and it's like, am I buying steak or a vegetable?
Yeah, right.
It's crazy. Speaking of steak, top sirloin is $2.97 a pound, and I found a beauty, man, just perfect. Grilled for three, and you'll each have a healthy slice of that tomorrow morning. So try Food Outlet once. Compare to what you've been paying. At first, you'll feel foolish because you realize you've been getting ripped off at the big chain grocery stores under the illusion that they somehow, with their buying power, are passing those savings on to you, and that ain't happening. It is not happening. So try Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Postcard Lake Millbrook, Main Street in the Preferred Community, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, where you'll see me in my trench coat every Sunday morning at 7:45, sending pictures of the chicken tenders to Bailey. Just wanted to see if people were paying attention. 6:58, Fox News next. First, traffic.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking fairly decent around the area this morning. No problems so far. 65 and 85 are all clear. The Boulevard looks really good. Atlanta Highway's all clear. And the 31s are clear. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 19th. That runs through December 7th. Then classes start on January 9th. Freedom State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You're invited to the Pike Road Arts and Crafts Fair, Saturday, November 3rd. Great fun for the whole family begins at 9. Over 150 artists and craft exhibitors will be on site sharing their works. And don't forget the art of food. At the historic Mark's House, you can enjoy chicken salad, barbecue, fried chicken, and many more tasty treats.